President Trump has named his next choice for the U.S. Supreme Court.
She is a woman of unparalleled achievement, towering intellect, sterling credentials, and unyielding loyalty to the Constitution, Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Barrett's nomination comes just over a week after Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. While Barrett's selection was widely expected, it has divided voters. Christine Nize of San Diego, California, recognizes Amy Coney Barrett would be only the fifth woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, but she says Republicans' actions here are hypocritical.
I think it's lovely that he's nominating a woman, but I still think that it's inappropriate to nominate anyone at this point. It should wait until after the election. This is what they said the last time when Obama nominated a Supreme Court justice.
Nize is a Democrat. She worries about how a more conservative court could change American life.
I'm concerned for minority rights and the more liberal rights. You know, obviously, health care, you know, is Roe v. Wade going to be overturned?
Jacqueline Varner of Jacksonville, Florida, says it made sense for Republicans to block President Obama's nominee in 2016.
We knew for a fact his term was coming to an end. So no matter what, we were going to get a new president. This time around, Trump could retain office or it could flip to Biden. But the reality is we do have the Senate. That's what the people voted for. And I think that this should move forward.
Varner voted for Donald Trump last time, partly because of the Supreme Court. Now she is even more on his side.